USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tropical Storm Dorian is approaching Florida's coastline. Forecasters believe the storm could strengthen before it hits the coast over the weekend.
They're going to be looking at wind impacts from the strong tropical storm, strong enough to bring down trees and power lines. Heavy rainfall is also a very big concern on the southern and eastern part of Puerto Rico and the U.S. and British Virgin Islands.
Dennis Felchin from the National Hurricane Center. Now, President Trump has declared a state of emergency for Puerto Rico. Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine wants to enhance his plan to expand gun background checks. DeWine says that background checks are the only way good information can be put into state and federal databases.
There's no law in Ohio requiring the entry of warrants for violent crimes, nor for protection orders into this system. This makes absolutely no sense.
DeWine speaking at a press conference on Wednesday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stealth? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance.
Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Stacey Abrams is ruling out a run for Johnny Isaacson's U.S. Senate seat. Republican Isaacson announced he will leave office at the end of the year because of his advancing Parkinson's disease. Abrams ran for governor in Georgia in 2018. She lost that race, although she has yet to concede. More and more hotels are getting rid of something. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest.
The world's largest hotel chain is the latest to announce it's getting rid of tiny toiletries. As Marriott says, it will stop supplying small plastic bottles of shampoo, hair conditioner, and bath gel by December of next year. The bottles will be replaced by either larger ones or wall-mounted dispensers, as they're easier to recycle. The CEO says they've been wanting to make the move for years. Holiday Inn announced the same thing last month. Hyatt says it's going to be going through a similar process soon. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Civility, politics, and family can be a touchy subject at times, with people having many differing views on all three of the matters. Susan Koster recently wrote an op-ed where she talks about her experiences when it comes to having discussions over politics with family members.
We can go at it. We can't even agree on how to spell our name, right? So, I mean, you know, when you're driving up to the reunion, there are signs with two different spellings just so that no one gets confused about which way to go. But you know what? We do agree on our connection to each other, the level of civility. I think we assume goodness,
right?
Because that's, if you can go into a discussion about that. But no, we don't always agree on the same politics. But you know what? We don't try to change each other's minds either.
Koster continues.
Well, I think for one thing, you got to embrace your characters, you know, your family characters. I hear about people, they don't go to this reunion or that because they don't like Aunt Jane or Uncle Sue. Don't do that. You know, go there and embrace it. But also, I think, you know, connecting, civility. Oh, when you're elbow to elbow at the picnic table, there's no identity politics, really. You have to talk it out. You can't unfriend. You can't ghost.
And finally, according to predictions in the Farmer's Almanac this year, from east of the Rockies to the Appalachians, the coming winter season will provide a polar coaster of frosty temperatures. October and November are expected to be cool and wet, followed by a cold December and beyond. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.